From Arithmetic on the Frontier. No proposition Euclid wrote, no formulae the textbooks know, will turn the bullet from your coat. Onward the towers downward blow. Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. A scrimmage at a border station. A canter down some dark defile. 2,000 pounds of education. Drops to a 10-rupee jazail. Kipling. No, oh best beloved, a tulwar is an Arabian saber, and a jazail a cheap, handmade rifle, and now you know. Also, you might know that the 10 plagues were actually visited not on the Egyptians, but on the Jews. Why? As the Jews had been slaves for so long, they got used to it. Moses told God that he had insufficient skills to free the Jews from Egypt. God said, just deliver the message to Pharaoh, and I will free the Jews. And he did. God hardened Pharaoh's heart, such that whenever he promised his slaves freedom, he reneged. They, however, accepted his promises. As they allowed them to explain to themselves why they stayed in slavery. The plagues increased in severity, until the end. The Bible says that God promised to strike dead the firstborn of the Egyptians. But I say the Jews stayed until confronted with the final proposition. That it was they who were killing their children, by accepting slavery. You students in once prestigious universities can complete the simile. Back in the 50s, our great Chicago amusement park was Riverview. The rides were dangerous, and the Midway featured attractions which would be considered loathsome today. In the African dip, a black man sat in a cage on a shelf above a large tub of water. The spectators paid to throw baseballs at a target in the cage. When they hit the bullseye, the shelf tipped and the man fell in the tub. Today, the United Nations and the current American government, its patron, offers denunciation of the State of Israel exactly as the Riverview promoters hawked the African dip, as an entertainment. Leftists, Marxists, and Biden-Harris Democrats are offered licensed hatred, in return for a vote. The same interchange is taking place on your campuses. Universities once sweetened the pitch through offering football. Their pandering progressed through abolition of grades, credit for life experience, courses of no more applicability or use than exploration of gender, and so on. The university's abandonment of Jewish students begun in cowardice is now accepted as good business practice. They are selling the right to terrorize Jews. Get out of school. If a friend was in an abusive relationship, cajoled and threatened and frightened, you would advise her, get out. Get out of the school which sells anti-Semitism. You're paying them and the municipalities which house them, to afford you the basic human right of self-protection. There is no upside in your presence equal to 1. Your risk at such a school. 2. Your support of the school, which will put other Jewish students in danger. The thugs want you to strike back and defend yourselves, at which point the schools and the police will prosecute you. What facts are hidden from you? You cannot change the universities, they're dead. You may be reluctant to get out as you can't imagine alternatives. You won't be able to until you decide to get out. In 1882, Leon Pinsker, a Russian Jew, wrote the pamphlet which inspired the Zionist movement. It's called Auto Emancipation. With all best wishes, Dave Mamet, The African Dip, for Unheard, by David Mamet, copyright, C, 2024 by D. Mamet.